Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today as we meet around our radios coast to coast here in America, including all of you new listeners joining us from Arizona, Nebraska, and Iowa on KGMS and KLNG. And those of you listening via the podcast, welcome. We will resume our time in the opening act of the book of Job in a minute, but first I want to again ask that you write to me this month, as May is the month for mail. It is crucial that I hear from you soon. So if you would take a few more minutes out of your morning, afternoon, or evening and drop me an email or letter, I will send you the book Knowing God by J.I. Packer. Would you like to receive the classic Knowing God by J.I. Packer free of charge? If so, write to me, Mark, at markaswallow.com, or God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. I am not asking for anything more than a correspondence from you letting me know you tune in. Include what radio station you listen to or the podcast. If you'd like to make a comment, ask a question, or include a prayer request, please do so. The only way I will know you listen is if you tell me so. Christian radio does not have the financial resources necessary to pay for data, such as from the Nielsen ratings, that tells us how many radios are tuned in when God Is comes on. So I am totally dependent on you writing to me if I want to assess how beneficial this ministry is to you. Yes, I can tell how many of you download the podcast, but in terms of whether or not you listen on the radio, only your email or letter will allow me to know. And why is it important that I know? Well, here are two reasons. One, encouragement. Never underestimate encouragement. Everyone needs it, including yours truly. So if you benefit from God Is in some way, say so. Second, feedback from listeners allows me to know whether or not I should continue on this radio station. This is part of the decision-making process in staying on the air or going off the air in certain locations. This is particularly applicable to those of you listening on the coasts in New England and California. Obviously, those of you just joining us in Arizona, Nebraska, and Iowa need time to get to know me. I totally understand. When I first began God Is, my partners at the radio station told me, you've got to ask for money. You have to raise money. Otherwise, listeners will never write to you. My response was that if I'm constantly asking for money, that will take away time spent in the Bible. And do listeners really want to be asked for donations all the time? I do not think so. So the good folks at the radio station told me, all right then. But if you want to hear from listeners, you will have to constantly offer them free gifts. Otherwise, listeners will never write to you. Friends, I've never asked you for even a penny, and I do not intend to. I have offered you free gifts, such as this book by J.I. Packer. I say this in a friendly manner. Really, I do. But help me prove the radio stations wrong. So far this month, they appear right. I have not heard from many of you. This broadcast is different. There is no big request for your financial resources. Likewise, there is not a lot of giving away of free things. But that does not mean that you do not listen, right? So send me your letter or email soon. I will be encouraged, and I will keep on keeping on faithfully declaring God's word at this time on this station if I hear from you. Thank you for your patience as I shared that with you at the start today. And now let's return to the book of Job. A reminder that we are in our seats watching the real-life drama unfold in Act 1, Scene 1. This takes place in heaven, high above the stage, and we read about it in Job chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. And here is what we read in Job 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. Job 1, verse 6. I want to ask and answer two questions. First, Who are they who are before the Lord? Second, why are they there? Last time we answered the first question, the sons of God are the Lord's created intelligences. I believe they are angels. Here are two cross-references for you to read, Genesis 6:2 and Job 38:7. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 2, and Job chapter 38, verse 7, you will also read about those angels, the sons of God. And the angels, the sons of God, have been away doing the ministry of God. They took an assignment from the Lord and completed it. Now they are summoned and returned to the throne of God. And Satan is there. I'll be saying more about him, but Satan is a title that means adversary. Satan is the great adversary who continually comes before God to accuse righteous people like Job. So this is who is before God. And second, we ask, why are they there? Let's pick up here today. Why are the sons of God and Satan there? I'll give you one word, accountability. Accountability. All of the created beings of God, which includes Satan, remember, he is a fallen angel, must give an account to God for how we live. You and I are created beings, and one day we will give God an account for our lives. As Christians, this takes place at the judgment seat of Christ. Read 2 Corinthians 5:10. For anyone who is not in Christ, this accountability comes at the great white throne judgment. Read Revelation 20:11 15. For Christians, read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For people who are not Christians, read Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is the only being that never gives an account to anyone. God is God. He was not created. He has always existed. We are the created beings, created intelligences. So are angels, and so is Satan, himself a fallen angel. So verse 6 of Job chapter 1 sets up the scene for us and tells us who is participating at this point in the drama. Please notice, Job is not there. Job's wife is not there. Job's children are not there, and neither are Job's friends. Only we know about this meeting in heaven. We know something very important that Job and the other persons in his life do not know. Only the audience in this theater knows about this. Job and company are far off stage. They are not even in the dressing room at this point. We better keep this in mind when we start judging Job, his family, and friends. What we are about to read, they have no idea. Doesn't that make you wonder what you do not know? Apparently, there is a lot that happens in heaven that we do not know about. Speaking for myself, this helps to explain why mysterious things happen in my life. There is an explanation. I just do not know what it is. And by mysterious, I mean unanswered questions, some kind of suffering, misunderstanding, why I was not granted what I wanted and prayed for, and or why God seemed silent. I read about God in heaven and Satan being accountable to God. I realize they are about to have a conversation about Job that is going to radically change Job's life, and frankly, it makes me wonder what kind of conversations God and Satan have had about me. Maybe you had this thought about your life as well. Now that we have answered our two questions, who are before God and why are they there, let's move on to verse 7. This is Job chapter 1, verse 7. The Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming about on the earth and walking around on it." As we watch, notice it is the Lord who addresses Satan. God is clearly in charge here. And he asked Satan where he came from, not because God does not know. God knows everything. He is omniscient. God demands that Satan give him a report for accountability and emphasize Satan's response, from roaming about on the earth and walking around on it. Wait, What? Where? I can hear many people ask this because the wrong assumption we often have is that Satan is in hell. But here we find out that Satan roams on the earth. He walks around on it. And Satan goes back and forth between earth and heaven. He is not in hell. Satan is not in hell because hell is not open yet. Hell, a very real place, comes later. Listen to the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 20 and verse 10. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. God will banish Satan to hell, but not yet. A lot needs to first happen before Satan goes to hell. Read the rest of the revelation. Right now, the devil roams this earth. Listen to 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Many other references can be read on this point about how Satan roams the earth and walks on it. He is not yet in hell. I'll tell you what, we will soon need to end for today, but when you come back tomorrow, we will start here, and I will give you some other references in the Bible for where Satan is now. Satan is real, and he is prowling around like a roaring lion seeking to devour us. Every single one of us is instructed in the scriptures to be on the alert for the devil, to be aware that he is alive and currently doing very well. This is something that a lot of Christians don't even understand, that Satan is not in hell, but he roams the earth and goes back and forth between the earth and heaven. More on this when you join me again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.